Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
Hi, Tiffany. My name is Stacy Boswell, and first off, I was registering my new watch that I got, and then this ad popped up and offering me a watch for a certain price. And I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll do that. But I got halfway through and it wanted to add some headphones to it. So I went out of it and I still ended up receiving those two things when I didn't approve for either one of them to be sent. And then today I go into my checking account and there's a $79 and some cent charge on my account. And I don't understand why. When I actually tried to cancel that order, I didn't want it. And I do have the products, and I don't know if I need a return envelope, something like a return thing to be able to send it back to you all or what.
Okay, let me get an account pulled up, then I'll be able to see for you. What's your zip code, please?
42301.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name?
My first name is Stacy. It's Stacy. And my last name is Boswell. Boswell.
Okay, thank you. Give me just a moment to get an account pulled up. Okay, now I don't see you in our system. When was that order processed?
I don't know. I just have the main pack, the plastic package. Let me see if I can find. It was done on the 12th.
Okay, and you did say that zip was 42301.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Does it perhaps have like a phone number or something on it?
No, ma'am.
It doesn't. Okay.
I have an order number.
Okay, we can try that to see what it does.
It's showing 999-12647.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I tried those numbers that you provided to me as well. I didn't pull up anything. Does it tell you like the name of the watch and earplug? Because the reason why I'm asking is because we are a third-party call center and we do the customer service for multiple online vendors. So I'm just trying to see what type of is it. Does it tell you like the name of the watch?
It says smart bracelet. It's maybe it says Pure Watch.
Okay,
And then
I am familiar with that Pure Watch, but this is not the right phone number. Does it have like a phone number or anything, a different phone number besides this one? Do you see another phone number?
no, that's just my problem is I had to Google Hype Gadget to get this number because there's like even I called my bank even and there's no phone number attached to it.
Okay, and they wasn't able to see a phone number either.
No, ma'am.
Hold on for just a second for me, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome. Okay, so I was speaking with my supervisor because we was trying to see if we could, you know, locate that number for you. Since we wasn't able to locate that number, what my supervisor is stating is, if you see the amount that you paid for the shipping cost for the product to be sent out to you, if you call your bank back and provide them with that shipping cost, ask them then if they can, if they have a phone number associated with that shipping cost that you paid for that watch.
Okay.
Yeah, just give them the, instead of, since they can't find it up under this amount, ask them to look for that shipping cost that you paid for those products, and then they should be able to give you a phone number with those shipping costs.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, you are more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You enjoy your day.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, thank you, bye-bye.